When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. One of Aesop's most beloved tales relates the ingrained comforts and territorial behaviors of two mice cousins who decide to visit each other's surroundings to learn more about their different worlds. But the city mouse soon feels that the country life is far too simple and boring for him, and the country mouse fears the city's many dangers. I thought of the fable recently while visiting with city friends. Over the course of nearly 20 years of friendship, we've come a long way to understanding our differences. By stepping into one another's worlds, we've learned from each other. Why, my city friend now knows why a Charolais cow's rump turns green in the summer. And she's witnessed, squeamishly I might add, our family's carving skills on a deer's hanging carcass in the barn. And I've discovered that you can, if you so choose, eat out every night of the week, and that shopping is a sport, not a necessity. Now, recently, our conversation went something like this between my friend's hubby and myself. If I get some cows for our backyard, would you guys come visit us? To which I replied, that might be what it takes to get my husband out of the country. In good-humored fashion, he said, we have a dress barn. Is that close enough? My answer? Mooby. And he closed our texting insanity with, that is utterly hilarious. Now, as a result of that silliness, I've devised a go-to short list of tips that might be enough to make a cowboy go to the suburbs. Number one, a good steakhouse. Number two, a farm show. Number three, a promise that he doesn't have to drive. And number four, a guarantee that he'll be home before rush hour traffic and chore time. Yep, that's about all I got. For the most part, he's not going to depart from his gravel roads. And frankly, I'm not all that eager to do so either. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.